me and read for our second reading to Judges chapter 18. Judges chapter 18, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. In those days there was no king in Israel, and in those days the tribe of the Danites sought them an inheritance to dwell in, for unto that day all their inheritance had not fallen unto them among the tribes of Israel. And the children of Dan sent of their family five men from their coasts, men of valor, from Zorah and from Eshtaol, to spy out the land and to search it. And they said unto them, Go, search the land. And when they came to Mount Ephraim, to the house of Micah, they lodged there. When they were by the house of Micah, they knew the voice of the young man, the Levite. And they turned in thither and said unto him, Who brought thee hither? And what makest thou in this place? And what hast thou here? And he said unto them, Thus and thus dealeth Micah with me, and hath hired me, and I am his priest. And they asked unto him, they said unto him, Ask counsel, we pray thee, of God, that we may know whether our way which we go shall be prosperous. And the priest said unto them, Go in peace, before the Lord is your way wherein ye go. Then the five men departed and came to Laish, and saw the people that were therein, how they dwelt careless after the manner of the Zidonians, quiet and secure. And there was no magistrate in the land that might put them to shame in anything. And they were far from the Zidonians and had no business with any man. And they came unto their brethren, to Zorah and Eshtaol. And their brethren said unto them, What say ye? And they said, Arise, that we may go up against them. For we have seen the land, and behold, it is very good. And are we still? Be not slothful to go, and enter to possess the land. When ye go, ye shall come unto a people secure, and to a large land, for God hath given it into your hands, a place where there is no want of anything that is in the earth. And there went from thence, out of the family of the Danites, out of Zorah, and out of Eshtaol, 600 men appointed with weapons of war. And they went up and pitched in Kirjath-Jearim in Judah, wherefore they called that place Mahana Dan unto this day. Behold, it is behind Kirjath-Jearim. And they passed thence unto Mount Ephraim and came unto the house of Micah. Then answered the five men that went to spy out the country of Laish and said unto their brethren, Do you know that there is in these houses an ephod and teraphim and a graven image and a molten image? Now therefore consider what ye have to do. And they turned thitherward and came to the house of the young man the Levite, even unto the house of Micah, and saluted him. And the 600 men appointed with their weapons of war, which were of the children of Dan, stood by the entering of the gate. And the five men that went to spy out the land went up and came in thither, and took the graven image, and the ephod, and the teraphim, and the molten image. And the priest stood in the entering of the gate with the 600 men that were appointed with weapons of war. And these went into Micah's house and fetched the carved image, the ephod, and the teraphim, and the molten image. Then said the priest unto them, What do ye? And they said unto him, Hold thy peace, lay thy hand upon thy mouth, and go with us, and be to us a father and a priest. Is it better for thee to be a priest unto the house of one man, or that thou be a priest unto a tribe and a family in Israel? And the priest's heart was glad, and he took the ephod and the teraphim and the graven image, and went in the midst of the people. So they turned and departed, and put the little ones and the cattle and the carriage before them. And when they were a good way from the house of Micah, the men that were in the houses near to Micah's house were gathered together and overtook the children of Dan, and they cried unto the children of Dan. And they turned their faces and said unto Micah, What aileth thee that thou comest with such a company? And he said, Ye have taken away my gods which I made, and the priests, and ye are gone away, and what have I more? And what is this that ye say unto me? What aileth thee? And the children of Dan said unto him, Let not thy voice be heard among us, lest angry fellows run upon thee, and thou lose thy life with the lives of thy household. And the children of Dan went their way, and when Micah saw that they were too strong for him, he turned and went back to his house. And they took the things which Micah had made, and the priest which he had, and came unto Laish, unto a people that were at quiet and secure. And they smote them with the edge of the sword and burnt the city with fire. And there was no deliverer, because it was far from Zidon, and they had no business with any man. And it was in the valley that lieth by Beth Rehob. And they built a city and dwelt therein. And they called the name of the city Dan, after the name of Dan their father, who was born unto Israel. Howbeit, the name of the city was Laish at the first. And the children of Dan set up the graven image. And Jonathan, the son of Gershom, the son of Manasseh, he and his sons were present to the were priests to the tribe of Dan until the day of the captivity of the land. And they set them up Micah's graven image, which he made all the time that the house of God was in Shiloh. May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his most holy word. So the irony continues. We begin with what? In those days there was no king in Israel. And so because there was no king in Israel, there was no one to stand up to Dan and say, you have an inheritance. Moses and Joshua divided you out a portion down here to the west by the sea. That is your that is your habitation. Choose that. Drive out the inhabitants of the land. Well, the Amorites were particularly strong there, and Dan had a hard time with the Amorites. And so the tribe of Dan ended up in the mountains and in the caves up around their inheritance. And they had no success against the Amorites. And so what did they do? Did they call their brethren, their neighbors, their brothers, and say, come and help me partake of my inheritance? No. Did they call on the Lord and ask him for success? No. What did they do? Slothfully, cowardly, they retreated into the holes and into the caves in and around their inheritance rather than rising up to take their inheritance under the promise of the Lord that he would be with them and give it to them. The irony that we see with regard to that is a little bit later when the spies come back, they say, up, let's get after it. I'm thinking, shouldn't you have been up and after it in your own inheritance before? No. So, there's some irony. There's other irony here having to do with Micah and his household priests and the household gods. And the irony is very, very thick there. They come and they take them away and he runs out after them. And, you know, you've taken away, what does he say? My gods. So, let's go ahead and talk through some of this here. All right, so then in verses 1 through 6, here's some bits of irony along the way here. First of all, do you remember Zorah and Eshtaol? Have you heard those two cities before? Who was the one who went back and forth between Zorah and Eshtaol? Samson, right? You remember Samson? That's right. Yeah, and so those who study the chronology of the book of Judges, this is one of those difficult portions. It's hard to know. The book of Judges is not set up particularly on a singular chronology so that it begins in chapter 1 and goes through time until chapter 21. Really what we have is what seems to be something of a jumping around, temporally speaking. We're looking at places and events. We're not necessarily looking at a chronology here. So it's hard to know whether this Danite migration takes place before or after Samson's career. Okay? It's difficult to know that for sure. But if it is after Samson's career, notice that they have had a deliverer already that has thrown off much of the reign of the Philistines in their time, and yet they have refused to call upon the name of the Lord for help with their own tribe and their own tribe's territory. And so if this takes place after the time of Samson, they are doubly to blame because they have great encouragements that they've not made use of. If this happens before Samson's career, it seems that not everyone in the nation went north to Laish, and so the whole tribe did not relocate en masse, but instead some of them remained behind, such as Manoah, his wife, and so on. And so we have, while they endeavored to build a homeland for themselves in the north, it seems that they may have been divided and not gone, all of them there. And so once again, their purpose is defeated in a kind of strange irony. So when they arrived in Ephraim, traveling north, these spies, they knew the voice of the Levite. Did you catch that? They knew the voice of this guy. They'd heard of this guy before. Apparently, he's already been to Dan. He may have been casting about for someone to take him on for a long, long time before he ended up in the house of Micah up in Ephraim. And we note that from Judah, that Dan would be on the way to Ephraim. And so they knew the voice of Micah's priest. And they said, well, how did you get up here? What brought you here? It's said in a particular way, who brought thee hither? And what makest thou in this place? And what hast thou here? And those questions are pregnant with, do you have some kind of leave to be here? And so what does he do? Well, he describes, well, you know, here's what Micah has done. He's taken me in. He treats me like a son. He provides for me, and I provide worship services for him. It's a pretty good deal. Well, they knew his voice, and so they travel north. They spy out the land, and they find the people there, notice, with no protector. The people in the land of Laish, they present themselves as being a defenseless people, very peaceful, not a care in the world. In fact, so much so that they have not taken any precautions against potential invaders. And so they are, as it were, ripe for the picking. And so the six men travel back south. They meet up with their brethren. And it is at that time that they say, let's go up there and take the land. Those six spies also had an interchange with Micah regarding the way that they should go. And they ask Micah's priest. They say to him, ask counsel, we pray thee, of God, that we may know whether our way which we go shall be prosperous. And the priest said unto them, go in peace, before the Lord is your way wherein you go. Well, now we know that was a lie. The Lord had already commanded them. He'd already given them a territory. Just as this priest is flailing about looking for a place that will pick him up and be his meal ticket, so also he is pretty forward to tell people what they want to hear. And so, rather than telling the truth, he tells them what they want to hear. They put that in their memory banks. They go up. They come back. They meet with their brothers. And now they say, let us not be slothful. Let's go up and possess that land. And they stop on the way to the house of Micah. And they say to one another, you know that in this house there's an ephod, a teraphim, and gods. You know what you need to do. Now, to righteous ears, that sounds like, okay, we know what we need to do here. We need to raid the house, tear it down. We need to put the people to the edge of the sword because they're committing idolatry. That's what we need to do. Not exactly what they had in mind. They do raid the house. They take the gods, the teraphim, and they have a little conversation with the priest. Would you rather be priest over one family or a whole nation? Come on. And so away he goes. That's a good idea, he says. And away he goes. He proves himself a hireling. He's already told them what they want to hear. They know what kind of ministry to expect from him. And so the deal is sealed. And away he goes with them. Micah, for his part, bethinks himself after seeing them go down the road with all of his stuff. And so he gathers up some folks from around him in Mount Ephraim. And up they go toward the guys that are heading up to Laish. And he stops them and he says, what are you doing? What are you doing? These are my gods. This is my teraphim. This is my priest. What are you doing? And they turn back and they just say a couple of things to him. They say, you know, you probably ought to keep your mouth shut at this point. Probably ought not to bring up a complaint at this point. We've got more guns than you do. And so Micah considers that that day discretion is the better part of valor. And so he decides to turn around and go back to his house. And so the men of Dan then, they complete their journey to Laish. And they make it all the way up to the north country there. And they took the things which Micah had made and the priest which he had. They came to Laish unto a people that were quiet and secure. And they smote them with the edge of the sword and burnt the city with fire. And there was no deliverer because it was far from Zidon and they had no business with any man. And so we see finally the perpetual effects of this idolatry. Where were the calves set up? This morning in our, this afternoon in our story time with the kids, we began to talk about Jeroboam. And Jeroboam, what did he say to the people? He said, you know, it's just too far for you to have to travel to Jerusalem three times a year. I'll tell you what let's do. Let's set up calves in Dan. And if we set up calves in Dan, you'll only have to go there to worship. You don't need to go as far as all that. And so what did they do here in the Danite migration and taking the idol, the teraphim, and the ephod, and the priest to Dan? What did they do? They sowed the seeds for that later idolatry, which was the undoing of 10 tribes in Israel. They did not think through the implications and the consequences of their actions. Thus ends the reading of Judges chapter 18.